For more listings, go to brightonfestival.org. Listen on demand to exclusive reviews and previews at radioreverb.com. Radio Reverb. The sound of your city.
Nadine Kadan is a Syrian writer and illustrator who tells lovely, uplifting stories about Damascus, the city she grew up in. Tomorrow, Saturday, she'll be reading from her book Tomorrow at the Founders Room at Brighton Dome. And tomorrow is the poignant story of a brave young boy called Yazan. It's a sensitive look at the war in Syria from a small child's perspective. And I'm delighted that Nadine joins Melita and I in the studio now. How hard did you find it to capture the horrors of war in a way that's suitable for small children?
It is very difficult to talk about such hard topic and violent topics such as war for children. To be honest, when I did the illustrations, I did them when I was in Syria. So I was living actually the war and experiencing what's going on. And they came naturally. The gloomy color came naturally. The destroyed buildings. I naturally draw in a metaphorical sense. So I don't draw the machine guns. You don't see necessarily war, but what you feel it is from the colors.
So the book gives a platform in many ways then for children to ask about difficult or painful subjects.
Yes, I mean, I was really impressed and happy with the reaction of the children, because in my mind I did this book for Syrian children because they're the one that they're living the war, and it was beautiful to see their reaction. It helps them to open up, to talk about their own experiences. How did they leave Syria, or how is the war for them, and how did they suffer? How did they come out of it? But the surprising bit was when reading the book in England, because each child finds a way to connect and to relate to the story. So for example, I read the story in a school visit in Littlehampton, and so the story is about the boy who can't go out to play in the park because it's not safe anymore. So the girl came to me and she said, "Well, your story happened to me." And I asked her, "Really, how?" She said, "It was raining and I had to get stuck in the house and we couldn't go out and play in the park, and I felt so sad, just like Yazan in the story." So it was beautiful to see how she related to it. She related to the emotions of the story.
That sense that it's very difficult to say on the radio how your images look, but there's lots of colour but darkness as well, and the sort of splashes of colour that indicate where joy can be occasionally found, like the sort of bicycle that Yazan has. I think there's red there and he loves his red bicycle, doesn't he? The right colour? Yeah. So how did you sort of decide that use of sort of colour and the sort of therapy there of the drawing with using colour as a way of signifying happiness?
Yeah, I mean, at the end, I was myself hopeful that the war will end soon. I'm still hopeful that the war will end. Mm-hmm. And that's why I was trying to find a way to present this hope. So whether it's in the basket, the bicycle, the innocence, the colours, or even the mom, for me, the mom is a painter. She used to paint, and with the beginning of the war she stopped painting, but then by the end of the book she went back to be a painter again, and that's for me again the hope. So whether in colors or in the story, I was trying to find it, and I'm still in real life I'm trying to find hope that the war will stop.
Sure. There is a contradiction as well, that it is a book about war, but at the same time it's a book to be enjoyed, so it's not a book to make children frightened or fearful, that there is an element of pleasure and enjoyment in reading. How do you navigate that contradiction?
Yes, I always find it hard because it's a tough topic. So when I go to a story reading and kids comes with their family, they came to have fun. They it's a day out, like tomorrow in the festival. It's a fun day, but then I'm surprising them with a story about the war. But there is always fun element in reading. There is always fun element in the end when the mom hugs the child, and then we do some sketches, we do drawings. I give them tips on how being an illustrator. So stories are always giving us joy in my mind, no matter how difficult the topic is.
We had a guest come in earlier in the week, and they're involved in a production called Silence, which looks at people who are living in a place of war, maybe held in captive in a town that's in the middle of a siege situation. And it's described in the festival programme as being for children over the age of 12. And when I said that to the performer, she said, no, it's for children as well, because children should not be shielded from this. This is a reality that people are living. And I'm assuming you'd agree with that children need to be exposed to war, but it's a way that you do it that's the problem, really.
I can't agree more. And that's one of the things that I've been advocating about since I moved here to the UK, that I find a lot of children's books here, or a lot of publishers, to be honest, are too cautious in representing sensitive topics to children. They are too overly protective, that this is too difficult, this is too sad, as if sadness is not part of reality and is not part of life. Have you ever seen a child, no matter how happy life he has or she has, not going through difficult times? These books are really important for all children. All of us go through this tough time. We need to read stories about that and how to deal with those difficulties.
So there is that positivity as well, that there are difficulties, there are struggles in life. You know, life is not all kind of birds, trees and flowers, but that you can actually overcome those difficulties with a positive outcome.
Exactly. How do you come out of a difficult situation? What do you do? And I don't think these lessons, you can learn them by talking to a child as much as you can learn them by reading a story. This metaphorical way, the way that you relate to a character, really, really stays with you for a long time.
Now, you said you yourself did the artwork for this while you were living in Syria in a state of war. How much, I mean, I think art is seen as a therapeutic for people that are dealing with situations. How much did you find doing the art a therapy for yourself?
Oh, wow. It was very, very important to me. It was a shock what was happening in Syria. I was so shocked that my illustration was so different. Suddenly, I was drawing these dark images and myself not understanding what's going on. And to be honest, when I was doing the book, mainly I was doing it for me to process what I was feeling. But then I was also doing it for children around.
You clearly enjoy meeting children. So, you know, it's important to you that you get the feedback from your young readers as well.
Oh yeah, that's my favorite part, when reading the book for children, and you'll be surprised with their answers, with their questions. Every time I have a new story, and a lot of kids come and ask me about refugees and how is meeting them, how is their lives, or even when I travel to refugee camps and talk to the children and see the reaction about the stories. And actually, that what inspires me to write my next books.
Well, Saturday 25th of May, you're at Founders Room here in Brighton at 1 p.m. And presumably you're looking forward to meeting the little folk of Brighton.
Yeah, I can't wait.
And also appearing in the Brighton Festival. I mean, it's a major, major national and international platform.
Yeah, I'm so lucky to be invited. I can't be thankful enough.
Nadine Kadan, thank you so much for coming into the Radio Reverb studio.
Okay, thank you so much for having me.